tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey everybody, we're back! Such a long time ago. I can't even remember the last time we were here. I'm just kidding. So, welcome to Castle Season 8, Episode 2, XXX. I'm just going to say it that way. I am your host, Alexis Torres. You can find me all over social media where Alexis Torres's are sold at atorres90. But guys, I cannot do this show alone because it would be very boring. To my left here, I've got a beautiful lady.
Oh, yes, thank you. I'm JJ Snyder. We're back. Season 8, Episode 2, and look who we brought into the studio.
Hello. What? Hello, everybody.
Anyone recognize this guy? This is Sankrish Bala, the actor who starred in the second episode.
Who I have thoughts for, but I'm gonna
save your thoughts. Yeah, let me ramp up into this thing.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, I'm gonna give it all to myself now.
So, I mean, you know, this was exciting, right?
Oh, my God. It was so exciting. It was exciting and scary and it's been wild.
Yeah. And did you watch it on Monday night?
I watched it on Monday night. I was like madly tweeting everyone back. Nice. Some people were really mad at me.
I can see that.
You can see it. Are you one of those people?
Yeah, I didn't tweet at you. I was going to wait until I saw
you. Okay, okay. Give it to me live.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm really excited to see how your character goes, but I'm also really suspicious of your character because I'm like, I don't know you. You're new. I don't like change.
Change is good. Change is necessary. Yeah. Change is difficult, but it's necessary.
Well, I will accept it for now.
Thank you.
And we are, as fans, dealing with a lot of change at the beginning of the season. You know what I mean? Because it's like, they threw us right into it.
They really didn't, without a moment's notice.
Didn't even give me a chance to breathe.
Yeah.
Like, at all.
Yeah. We had that happy little moment, and then it was off to the races. Yeah.
I'm okay.
We're so glad you're here joining us today, because we're going to get into this.
No, and I want to, because there was a lot that happened in this episode, but I wanted to reach out to you guys and say thank you guys for hanging out with us and really being ready, because I've been getting tweets since season 7, be like, when's season 8 happening? Who's going to be on the panel? Who's going to be your guest? Obviously, we already have one. We already answered your prayers on that one. And that don't forget to go to iTunes. Please rate us 5 stars or 4 stars if we need a little bit of improvement. Put some comments in there. Don't forget to hang out with us on the live chat, which I already can see you on there.
And can I say, if you are listening on iTunes, you know, which would be a podcast, hello.
Hello, iTunes.
See, we love all of you guys. And also don't forget to go to the YouTube page and leave a comment there, because we're always going to ask that. And also, if you're using Twitter, use that hashtag ABTVCastle. So, now that I've gotten that
out of the way, girl.
We need to talk about you, sir, and your character, and how you just disrupted our beautiful castle couple to get your stuff
help.
Done.
I needed her help. I was in a lot of trouble. I'm sorry.
No. I'm so excited that this happened, because I wanted to see her in action, and I really felt bad that Castle kind of got left in the dust, but I feel like it was just kind of cool to see her in her element, you know, kind of not ready for it.
Well, and just being so, she's such a thoughtful person, Beckett is, and to just see her having to react and just know that her instincts are on lock.
Seriously.
What a badass.
I mean, and she had to stitch, she had to stitch herself up. That was, that scene that whole time, I was just like,
I felt like such a wuss complaining about my low blood sugar.
I saw your tweet about
that. Yeah, your low blood sugar.
Blood sugar is nothing to
Hey,
joke
no,
about.
That you is know
true.
What?
That is true.
That's how I felt about your character. I was like, he seriously
get him,
needs some
get
insulin.
Him some food.
I didn't know. That is not a joke. But really, I mean, there was a hole in her body.
Yeah, she was drinking vodka pouring vodka out of her.
Okay, that was absolutely shocking. And it took me back to a time when my dad actually stitched up a cut in my foot as a child. My dad was a doctor, but he decided, instead of taking me to the hospital and letting me have anesthetic, he would just do it like cowboy style. And I will never
forget.
Did he
light the sewing needle and stuff?
You know, he had a proper surgical needle at home, because he had a little doctor's
kit. So Wild West.
No, but it hurt. Yeah.
The fact that she was just like,
did he give you a cork to chew on like they did in the Civil War?
No, but my sister, my older sister was holding me and I was like, it was so Civil War. That's what I was getting at.
Well, when I see war, they give you whiskey.
They give you whiskey. Yeah, that was my first thought. I'm like, oh, vodka. All right.
So, I mean, to me, that was, well, first of all, we also saw her in her brassiere, which was
I was like, I'm jealous.
Racy.
She has a nice bra.
That might have been my first day.
I did.
I was like, what?
I was trying to play it like I was trying to be a gentleman, having just met the lovely Stana.
Yeah, it's like, hey, Stana, how are you? Oh, your shirt's off. Okay,
nice to meet you.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I can't say that I hated it.
No, I'm jealous for you.
Do you remember meeting her, being introduced to her? Tell us what that was like.
Yeah, please.
Oh gosh, she's amazing. I'm a shy person, and I met her for the first day. We were shooting the stuff when I meet her in the theater, and she had just gotten back from filming in Italy. She was doing a movie this summer in Italy, and we didn't, like, she was rushing from somewhere else, and we shot the first take of the scene, and they were moving the cameras around, and she literally goes, Sunkrish, sit down. What the hell is your story? And then we sat and waited by the end of the day. She's the cutest. I love
her. Oh, so cool.
It's too cool. She's so nice.
She's just like, time out. We're taking time to connect with you.
What's your deal?
No. Stana, I don't know how, I know you don't have any kids right now, but if you would like to adopt a really pretty half black, half Filipino girl that would love you forever, that'd be me. I would love to listen to you talk about stories. Anyway, that wasn't creepy. So obviously we had you guys start out and you guys are in this drug bust apartment. And I was not expecting that. For a second there, I thought it was her old apartment. That's what I was thinking. I was like,
and she the maid stopped coming.
Yeah. Well, no, because I know that she moved out and that she was moving in with Castle.
I think
so,
she kept her apartment.
Did she? Okay.
I think she did.
I missed that completely. See, I'm not even a true fan.
I don't know if they like talked about it, but I think she said like it was important to her that she also kept her apartment.
No, smart. No, I don't blame her because that was a beautiful apartment. No, I love it.
And your character's like, are you sure we're safe here? Like,
look at the place.
I mean, the place that we were shooting was like in a warehouse in downtown LA.
Yeah, I can tell.
And it didn't smell safe.
Yeah, I bet.
It smelled terrible in
there. Oh, it wasn't dressed to look dirty. It was genuinely dirty.
The art department's amazing, so I don't know what was dressed and what was not, but mission accomplished.
Yeah.
We were filming really late at night, so I just felt bad for the last guy on the crew cleaning up because it's the darkest, scariest.
Whoa. There's probably somebody there that must have helped him. Like, there's no way he was there by himself, right? No? Maybe?
Well, there's always, like, one guy who's turning off the lights at the end.
True. That's true.
The key.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I feared for
I
that
hope
guy.
That you get paid a lot, my friend. Yeah. That would suck. But I love how you guys got saved by broken glass. Because in my brain, I'm thinking, okay, these guys are really stealthy. You guys, she's sitting there washing her face. She's about to walk out of the bathroom, leave her gun in there.
There's a million of them.
Yeah, I don't know how they were able to do that. So as soon as I heard broken glass and then Kate stopped,
how
I was
about
like,
the shot of the gun on the sink where you're just like,
no, as soon as she walked out of the bathroom, I was like, why did she leave her gun in there?
Yes, yes,
you
it was
shouldn't
killing
do that.
Me.
Yeah. And then she was like, oh, darn it, I left it in there. And I was just like, no.
I know. And then the glass, and then the glass, and then she turns and yells to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then she covers you.
And then, awesomest scene that we were asking you about before we started today is that running down the hall, and you're being there's gunshots
going off against the wall. Which, by the way, I did my own stunts, everybody.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Stana didn't.
dang, calling you out,
calling
Stana.
You out.
Oh.
Cut it. No.
Shots fired.
No, she had to do like the heavy lifting. She was like literally protecting me. And because Vikram does not so much with the shooting and the running. So yeah, it was my first time. It was my first time really doing a stunt on television.
That's awesome.
I do comedies a lot.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
But they literally were like, "All right," the crew was given like safety goggles and like. Earplugs, and they're like, there are going to be live explosions on the thing. They're like, Sunkrish, good luck to you. Go for it. You'll be fine.
You'll be great. You'll be fine.
They kind of threw you
medic.
Into it.
And I was
stand by.
I have to say, like, in person, too, like, you have a real fun, funny vibe. And on the episode, like, fun. Funny.
I'm funny.
How dare you?
Like a clown.
I think, are you entertained right now?
You're playful. Can I switch?
Yes,
adjectives?
I am playful.
Are you cool with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was cool with the other one too.
Now, what I noticed in your episode, because I looked you up and I knew you were joining us, and so I kind of looked at, you know, roughly your age. You really came across as mature in the episode.
Thank you.
Yeah, like, thank you. Like, you could have been 35.
Oh, I am not 35.
But you know what it is? No, you're not.
No. Not at all. I was like, nowhere close.
It's. I think it's your voice, because you have a deep voice.
I have a deep voice?
Yeah, like even on the show. I was just like, whoa.
You do.
My voice is deep.
It's quite deep. No, do you know what I mean? Like, he really had a...
I thought you
mature
were
a vibe on the
until I met you today. Episode. I thought that you were a drama actor.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've only recently started to be able to do dramas for like I'm 31, and the better part of my 20s I spent doing a bunch of comedies.
See, I didn't even think you were in your 30s. I thought you were like 27.
Really? I had the opposite problem when I started the first show I ever did. Mm-hmm. I had a wife and a kid, and I played 35, and I was 19 years old.
Whoa!
And
then
I've sort of been switching, and it's been weird.
Also, can we talk about part of the reality? And that is, I mean, does the facial hair have anything to do with it? Does the facial hair...
My facial hair make me younger, you're saying?
Well, does it allow you to play both younger and older? Because it's almost like, like a little...
I don't know. What it really it's doing for me is giving me a jawline I don't have. That's really the purpose of this thing. But maybe, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I understand what JJ's saying is because right now the lumberjack look or just the scruffy, manly look is like a thing right now, which I didn't know that was a thing, but...
It's been a thing for a while.
You know it. Yeah. Come on.
So I thought... You don't like it? Mm-mm. I'll shave tonight.
No! Don't do that. I think it was good on you.
I knew he is smitten with you.
I'm just one of those people... And we'll talk later. Okay. But no, it was more along the lines of... I had that dad that if he just shaved and he had stubble, he would like rub it across your face.
Oh,
like,
yeah, my dad too.
Sandpaper kisses?
It is so sandpaper. But that's cute. It's part of being a man.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yes, please.
Do you consider yourself a hipster?
No.
Why would you say
that? Because it's associated with beards. That's a fair question.
No, I don't think I'm a hipster at all. I don't think I'm cool enough to be a hipster. Like, I don't know any obscure bands. I don't know mainstream bands. Okay. And like, I really thought I was like grew this beard to look like a lumbersexual person.
I think it's working for you.
But the brown,
it's a thing.
It's a thing. I ended up looking like one of the seven dwarfs. No, the beard, the brownness counteracts the thing because like brown and beard is also another thing.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's working.
Yeah. Looks thanks, great. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like it.
You're welcome.
Thanks, guys.
Before we keep going and just throwing compliments at you, I also have to talk about the fact that I love how between these two episodes, how we were able to see from Cass's perspective and then see it from you and Kate's perspective. Mm-hmm. That was awesome. How they were
so
able,
cool,
like my
right?
favorite scene, which again, I know that I'm probably going to speed through a lot of this, is the fact of the security scene in the hotel. That was my favorite part of jumping from when it was actually happening 16 hours before to
the clock moving.
Oh, so cool. Just seeing what they were looking at, what Alexis and Haley were looking at through the security cameras and cutting back to you guys in real time. Like, that was...
It was really interesting for us to do that, and because I don't think Castle's done anything like that before.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. And all credit to the writers. They wrote an amazing episode, but it was really interesting to see... how the audience would be able to track that. And I know they put a lot of work into the logic and the timeline of both the what was going on with Castle and with Beckett.
Which I know a lot of TV shows can do that, and you're kind of like, heh, like what's happening? What time frame are we in? What
when
time
is
zone?
This actually
happening?
Jumping.
But you guys were able to do that so flawlessly, and I'm not like saying that you guys watered it down or anything, but
when you say you guys,
I
had very little to do with it.
Well, you know, but even just your acting in general was just, it was still great. Like, I was sitting at the edge of my seat going, they're in the door. He is still at the bar, had a shot of whiskey, and is like, oh, you're about to... And then you got out with your tip on there already. I was like, this guy.
Yeah.
We need to hang out
gratuity
more.
Gratuity's important.
Hey, man. No. Ah! No. Kids, tip
how
of the
much,
day.
How much
gratuity
do you think is an appropriate amount to tip?
I'm a straight, only because the math is easy. I just divide by five. I just do the straight
20%. There's a reason why I'm in entertainment. I can't do math. So
Well, yeah, and people assume I can do math, and people assume that I'm a good tech person. Like, I don't know.
That was actually a question from Mariana. She was like, "Are you tech savvy? Like your
I grew
character?
Up in Silicon Valley to Indian parents, and unfortunately for them,
it's your birthright.
It should be in my blood, and it's not.
Yeah, all right.
It is not. I literally had to take a friend to help me buy my new MacBook because I didn't know
what to get.
Apple Store people were saying to me.
Well, you know what we like to do here at AfterBuzz? We like to just shatter stereotypes. So I think we just did that.
Thank you.
Right?
Progress.
I mean, I just did it earlier. I'm Blasian all the way.
That's right.
But,
Blasian with purple hair.
Blasian.
What? But But I know that we didn't get to really like talk about it, but that was my favorite scene, was just because of the fact that it was just really well done. It was just smooth as glass editing. We all understood what was going on, and just I wasn't expecting everything that came out of it with the fact of Bracken being dead. Like, I wasn't expecting that. Were you expecting
that? Doesn't
that
change the game a little bit?
It does. No. And I'm really glad that that was the thing that just like really did that twist, like that whole thing. So that was really cool. And I love how the word, before he died, that the word Lockstat was enough to make, or was able to seriously shake up a person who was just...
You see his face just fall.
Well, yeah, like, totally.
That actor, I've loved him since like Heroes really and a couple other things, but like he...
He'll be back on Heroes.
I know, but like...
I don't think he's going to be back on Castle.
No, I don't think so. If he does, it, that would be
hard to believe, because that... What's that?
Flashbacks.
Yeah, true.
That's true.
Right?
But, I don't know. I know, that was a good assumption, but no, just thinking about how the fact of whatever this thing is enough to shake Bracken down to his skivvies. Like, that's kind of crazy.
Well, they said that he, like, attacked someone so that he would get into solitary so that no one could get to him.
And no, then which they was,
got to him.
Well, that's the thing, is that he probably thought, because of the fact that Kate and Castle had shown up already, that's two times too many to have this word being sought out to him. So that was probably a red flag, and he already knew that he was probably going to die. So he thought, maybe at least if I die here and not like,
oh, I thought it was so that he could separate himself from the general population so that he maybe wouldn't die.
Yeah, but I think in the same time, just like our mystery brunette in the first episode, who was like, I'm going down on my own terms. I think they just know
there's
that
an element of that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that that's exactly what happened, but in my brain, the first thing I thought of was, oh, he wants to make sure that he's safe. But I'm like, are you really safe from these people? They seem like the type that would just like, any means, you are dead. That's why I'm surprised.
And
that
it turns out
alive.
You're right.
But that's why I'm really scared for Kate in this one. Which, as much as I know, a lot of fans are very upset with this ending, with the fact of Rita, who is, well, she calls herself Rita, is Castle's stepmom. She helped you guys get out of that crazy, very smelly area to hang out.
You're like, who? Who are you?
Well, yeah. I'm just assuming that obviously she's just. I mean, the way I use the term cleaner. Because that's what a lot of people use in other TV shows. I don't know if that's actually what it's called. But the fact that she used the keyword, which she gave you guys the card and everything, was like, oh, you need your curtains cleaned. Curtains I was like, clean. Oh, you're a cleaner. So you're the person that, you know,
What is a cleaner?
Yeah.
Someone who assassinates someone and then cleans it up without people knowing. It's kind of like what like Olivia Pope does, but instead of her being a fixer, she's like a person who can kill somebody and clean it up at the same time. And not have anyone else be attached to it. That's why she can't be around other people, because she has too much blood on her hands.
Right.
Already.
I'm sure that's an aspect of her job.
I wouldn't doubt it. Again, I'm just speculating, because I'm one of those people that
I'm
looks
with you.
Way...
I'm speculating with you.
Well, thanks.
Did you have to read the script like multiple times to
like,
understand
keep up?
What was going on? Because there was a lot of
Well, I was new to Castle, so I had to read it. I like to read scripts a lot, but like I was also new to Castle, so I was just trying to get the. The first time I was trying to get figure out who was who, and then the subsequent times it was to get the rhythm of it, and the time was going back and forth. Yeah, it was the first couple, it was a challenge a little bit.
Yeah. And then you mentioned that you went back and watched past episodes, so you had like
I'm
Castle
all
Binge.
Caught up. It was me and my mom, actually. I was visiting my mom for a week, and we sat and watched every season of Castle.
Oh my gosh.
It's like we would wake up and just castle it for like for hours.
That's so cool.
Yeah, she's actually in India right now, and I was on set, and we were doing a scene with everybody, and she hit me on FaceTime, and I was like, Mom, look who it is. And she fangirled out hard.
Awesome. Yeah. That is so neat. Does your mom like the show? My mom has
a
big crush on Nathan Fillion.
My mom does too.
I'm
full on.
Yeah. I'm the only person in my family who watches Castle and loves Nathan Fillion to a point. Like, I fell in love with him in Firefly, and that's like
where it grew.
From. Yeah.
There's still time for us to work on your family, Alexis.
It's not going to happen. Okay. Right. I tried. Trust me. It's pretty sad. But the other thing that we obviously got to talk about, which is, again, with your character, was the fact that we don't know actually what your whole ordeal is, really glad that we kept that mystery still kind of open.
You sure don't.
Nope.
If you don't know what we're talking about, we had Allison Hyde come in, who wanted to help out as much as she can, and we found out that Vikram actually... forged his records to get into.
Well, is she being honest?
No, but that's the thing is, that's what I wanted to get into.
I'm sorry.
That's why we brought you in. We want the real story.
Yeah, but, well, he can't give away too much, but yeah.
I can't give away any.
So we felt like we knew who you were, absurd, like three quarters of the way through the episode, and then it was like this nice guy who we thought we knew who he was, maybe he's not.
Right, and then all of a sudden I've got a knife and I'm like waving that around, offering her food, and then am I going to stab her? And
I like Rita how they leaves. Did that, the fact of like, we don't know if we can trust him. Cutting potatoes. I was like, all right. But yeah, and I loved how your demeanor kind of changed for this reveal, because at first you're just like, oh, I don't want to die. Oh, I think I'm just going to stick with you, though. Because we need to stick together. And I'm like, all right, what's happening now? You're super confident that you want to hang out with Kate now? I mean, it is Donna, so
yeah.
Who doesn't want to hang
who
out with Donna?
Who doesn't want to spend time with that lady?
Especially after you saw her sew up her abdomen.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't think he was looking at her sewn up abdomen, but anyway.
I don't think so either.
But I love how also, I mean, it's not completely your fault, but at the same time, it's actually Kate's fault, because she actually was the one doing the research on Bracken and his mysterious... Mm-hmm. partner.
Thank you.
So that's what I'm saying. I can't get completely Alexis. Mad at you, because it's not technically all your fault. Mm-hmm. You're just doing your job.
Thank you. You're so. Actually the first person to say that, and I felt this way for the longest time, but I felt like I couldn't say it.
Well,
do you feel vindicated?
People in the universe.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Can you put that out there a little more?
People in the universe.
She started
look in my
this.
Eyes. Mm. Kate technically did this. I mean, I can't get mad at her, and I can't get mad at him either. He's doing his job. She's doing hers. And, I mean, it was 2 years.
Nothing happened, yeah.
And then now just all the poop hits the fan.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just terrible. And I feel bad, because that's 5 people dead, or now I guess 6, because Allison's on there too.
My life's
spoiler
upside
alert.
Down. How about my life?
Yeah.
My life's a
sitting
little...
There,
you know
was...
what? Basically, why you gotta blame it on Vikram?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to.
Why?
I just said right now he's just that weird mystery card that we don't know what's happening. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I can't get mad at you, because you were like, my life's in danger. Calls.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's all good.
Thanks.
What was the level of alert you told her it was?
7.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that was level 7. That's right.
7? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you're right.
That means life or death.
Yeah, no, that's what she said.
We're going to use that now on this after show.
Is that level 7?
It's level 7 right level now. Level 7. Have to talk about. Well, especially that ending. Right. All the fans, I think, are on level 7 with this ending right now.
Oh, my gosh. So much feedback
on
this ending.
You guys are upset.
Hey, man, I'm just saying we found out what 2011 BD stood for. We found out it was an airline. I love how they both came to this conclusion at the same time.
See? Even and then, apart, they are in sync.
That's why I'm not worried, again, but we'll get to that. But we got to the point of...
I got a note that I have to raise my chair.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, hey, there it is. It's going to stay. Oh, hey, you just got a lot taller. Hey,
but yes. The fact that 2011 BD was an
much better.
Yeah.
Was an airline, and we had them all meet up at the same time, and
I feel powerful.
It was a tail number, right?
Sorry.
Sorry,
we
I was trying to.
We were off on our own.
That's okay. I was just trying to read off all the notes to get it out of the way. So we were at the tail number of an airplane. We get to the point of you guys corner the pilot. You guys, do you know how, you know when she gives you a gun and she's like, do you know how to use this? Oh, I think I can figure it out. Cock, and I'm like, what is happening?
Well, hold on. I worked at the AG's office. I'm trained. Like I'm a federal agent. I just belong behind a desk. So I think we all go through some sort of training.
But it was so perfect, because everyone's just like, oh yeah, he's not gonna know. Oh no, he doesn't use that.
Did you kind of make a choice? Like, yeah, I'm gonna cock this.
Yeah,
thing.
I was like, I'm gonna be really cool about this.
It was so awesome. I was like, oh man, I don't know what's gonna happen. This is gonna be crazy.
Yeah. Did the props people like give you a little tutorial
so
on that?
So I've never
gun?
Shot a gun before.
Okay,
I've never cocked a gun.
It's
before.
Weird at first. Yeah.
It's I thought I would hate it, because I thought like, oh, I don't really like guns or whatever. I shot that first gun, and we were at an airport where they were teaching me. So like, bearded brown guy at the airport.
Oh jeez.
On the tarmac. My gosh. On the tarmac, shooting guns. We had to like, we have cops on set to like,
oh, no,
to lock
yeah.
up the set and
of
stuff.
Of course.
So we had to be like, yo, this is happening. God. Everything's cool. He's just practicing how to shoot a gun.
He's with us.
He's
with
us.
We're all good. Everything's fine.
Yeah. Everything's fine. But yeah, I shot. It took me a second to look like
did
I knew what
job.
I was doing. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
I was sitting there going,
felt
all
really
right.
cool. It was a first for me.
But again, that was that first flag of like, okay, buddy. All right. But now that you mention it, the fact you did work at the AG's, that makes sense. You know, you were in D.C.
Yeah,
you're
he's
an
a federal agent.
No, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense. So now I can throw that out.
Okay.
And now, you know, you're already getting higher on my level there.
Thank you.
But... We get there, obviously, we have a cute little reunion between the two of them. Haley's like, all right, guys, this is very touching, but we have other things.
How awesome is she? But I'm sure you talked about that last episode.
We did, yeah. Mm-hmm. But she's just cool, and a lot of people are wondering, they want to know, for us, at least, do we think that Haley's going to make a return? We did talk about that for episode 1, but they want to know if you're going to be hanging out a little bit longer in season 8.
if I'm going to be hanging out,
any
you will see
talk
more
of
me.
Oh, see, he can't tell us completely, Boom. But apparently that's happening.
Cool.
There will be things happening okay. where I am involved.
Oh, okay.
I'm okay with this because my, I don't, again, we're going to get into predictions a little bit more later on after our beautiful interview with you. But okay. the one thing I wanted to predict is that I hope that you will be a part of the team and help out since we don't have our... Our analyst, I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but she was a brunette on the season last year.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find her, so I was like, is she gone? Are you going to be the new analyst?
Well,
is that what's happening?
I will say this. I do... I am really good at that job, and my job isn't waiting for me in D.C. anymore.
I think I got that
what?
One on the nose.
Wait a second. Did you just, like, unravel what's happening, Alexis?
Guys, I've been watching since season one. I know what I'm doing. Okay. I'm just kidding. I
this
love you
is
guys.
Fantastic.
But... We had a reunion and it was cut really short because Rita shows back up and talks to her because Kate, you know, we all know how Kate is at the fact that she cannot let things go. She is not Elsa. That's not how that works. She cannot let it go. She's going to.
She has a passion for justice.
And that's fine. She's my new Batman. That's how that works in my brain. But Rita told her that that's not how life works. It's either you need to go on your own or you need to just let it go and be happy with the life that you have. And we
Rita kind of like made her look in the mirror.
But that's,
you know, she's kind of like, look.
Also, wait.
Rita's the example of what your life would be if you go down that rabbit
yes.
hole,
also,
she said.
Speaking of mirrors, I love how in this episode that the mirror was the only way that Alexis could see what you were working on your computer. And I was like, wow, TV magic.
Also, what class at Columbia is that taught in?
That's what I'm saying. And also, how great are those surveillance cameras to zoom in so far and clear up this one image? I'm sorry, guys. You know how I'm nitpicky about... TV spoiler.
TV reality.
Sure. Yeah. But also another thing I was upset with was Allison Hyde as well, not to continue into that, but the fact that we found out that the burner phone that you so awesomely found out was connected to just her phone, and we sadly see her as she has taken her own life in that, which again, another version we talked about in episode one was the fact that this season is starting off really dark. Mm-hmm. We had the Legion of Spider thing happening last episode. Yeah, no thank you. And the fact of
Do you have a fear of spiders? You just
I have a fear of anything creepy and crawly.
Okay, because
we've both discussed that we don't like spiders and cockroaches.
I don't like snakes.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm okay with snakes. I actually have a few of them at home.
Do you really? Yeah. We're over.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, you guys.
I mean, they're not mine. They're my roommates. But
are you still going to shave? Even though.
Maybe just to spite her.
Okay. Ooh. Now you're playing games.
Man, can't even continue right now.
Sun Crunch hashtag baby face.
Done. Can't do the show anymore.
Oh, no.
Just kidding. But no, so obviously.
They're like locked away, the snakes, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't hang out. They're in their cages.
I would touch
the snake. You're not like a girl that like drapes a snake.
No, that's my roommate. They're her snakes, and she's a belly dancer, so she uses the snakes.
No way. Oh. Your roommate's a belly dancer?
Yep, and she's a fire spinner, and she does like Wasteland Weekend and Burning Man.
My sister's a juggler and a hula hooper.
Hey, that's cool.
We should get these two together.
Disney version of everything her roommate is.
Pretty much. That's exactly what that is. I'm also a hula dancer. That's a thing. I love that.
Are you a hula dancer?
Yeah. My family's... Ooh. Some of my family are from Hawaii. They're half Filipino, half Hawaiian. So
my roommates are Hawaiian.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. We should all hang out. Wow. Mostly just me getting back into the good spots of Sun Crunch. Okay, anyway. So we had that, and obviously we got to the point of Kate has packed her bags. She has told Castle that she loves... Sorry, it's really hard to talk about this. She loves him, and they decided to leave.
She's kind of, she's like, the writing in this scene was pretty intense.
It was. It was hard to watch.
It was pretty intense, and they had to, like, bring it, because we're like, are you seriously going to walk out on him?
If you can see my notes, it literally just says, damn it, Kate.
Damn it, Kate.
Because we were all so excited that we finally got the wedding of the century.
He's making smorlets.
Oh, that
how about
so
that omelet?
Good.
It was an omelet, right?
It's a smorlet, so it's a with dessert omelet.
It's a
chocolate
dessert omelet
and
with
marshmallows
and things. Yeah.
Smorlet.
Yeah. Yep.
What did you think of that last scene? Because you watched it as a...
As a viewer, I know they spent a lot of time on that scene because I was waiting to shoot another scene and it took a really long time.
How many hours were you in your trailer?
It was a lot of hours.
Wow.
I had a book.
Hey.
But it was, so they obviously, they want to be very, I know the showrunners and the actors want to be very careful about where they are going with this story because this is so important to everybody. It's Casket.
Yeah.
I just think that if you watch what Beckett does, like, it's obviously so hard for
her. And I know the reason why she's doing it. It's not a decision that comes easily. No, and I know that that's not what she, like, she really wants it, but she also doesn't. She worked so hard, and she said that in both episodes, she worked really hard to get the life that she wanted, and we, again, us fans were like, this is happening, they're together, they're married.
This is the life that she wants, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and just that now that this has come, you know, you ruined everything. I'm just kidding.
She ruined it.
I know, she did. I know.
She ruined it.
You know what? We saw the whole, her whole scene happen out in the hallway, and Alexis and I were watching together, and we literally gasped. But after she even walked out, after
did
talking
just,
to Castle.
The turn was the coolest, like, as an actor, the coolest thing I've ever, like, just miserable, and then turns for a second, and then just... I've got to do this.
That's the great thing about Kate, and that's what I love about her character, and that I love that the show has been on for 8 years now, 8 seasons, is that it shows, like, hey, even though I'm losing everything in my life, I know that I cannot be happy in the life that I am in until this gets put in the ground 6 feet under.
Well, she also has a moment like that in the beginning, and when they show the scene from the first episode from the other perspective, and she gets the call from me, see her giving him a kiss, all smiles, and then comes out the door turning. And just boom. Mm-hmm.
She,
hard ass.
That's why she's my Batman. Yeah. But no, that's just, she knows. And JJ can attest that literally I was watching going, this isn't happening. Oh, okay. She's ready to kick some ass. Okay. I'm back on board.
Yeah. And the moment before she decided to kick ass, her grief over leaving Castle literally like.
She was shaking.
She literally went. caught her breath.
Oh, at the end. Oh,
yeah. Rough.
And I mean, I guess the question for all of us watching is like, what is it? Is there anything in your life, in the world, that you believe in so much?
I mean, even though I'm not an agent or a police officer or anything like that, if I knew...
That we know of.
I mean... Ooh. Have you actually seen Batman and me in a room at the same time?
That's right.
But if it was life or death and my family or friends or whoever... loved ones were actually going to be in peril because I was there, I would have to just suck it up and be on my own and deal with it. That's the only time that I would sit there and actually...
You would sacrifice...
I would sacrifice everything.
What do you think in your life you'd most sacrifice for, Sunkrish?
Oh, God, my family, of course.
Yeah.
I would... And my friends and, like, I think... Mm-hmm. And I would hope they would do the same for me, but I... Yeah, I think it's the hardest thing in the world to not be selfish.
Yeah.
And to act... For the greater, she's doing it to protect Castle.
Yeah. Did you guys ever think
Although
that she was actually...
it doesn't really feel like that to him.
No, of course not.
It's like, I'm gonna go away, can't tell you where.
But I feel like
Hope
if this was
take
the
me
other...
tell you later.
But if this is the other...
Trust me.
If we were in... Yeah. If the shoes were on the other foot, I feel like he would do the same.
Mm-hmm.
But he just doesn't see it because of what it's happening
How
to him.
How could you? Yeah.
But did you guys... I mean, a lot of people in the chat are saying that they were going... They wanted her to turn around and run back to Rick and say, you know what, forget it. We can do it together. Did you guys want that, or did you guys think it was a better decision for her to leave on her own?
Well, I think I think she's figuring it out too, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think maybe she's trying to get a semblance of what exactly is going on and what exactly the danger is. I think she's regrouping, but I think... That she's, before making any permanent decisions, erring on the side of caution.
No? Smart. Hmm.
Okay, you saw it from caution. I felt like, emotionally, I wanted her to turn around. Like, come on. Your mother's death has been avenged, which one of the characters told her. Come on, go back and have a, you know, safe, good life. Well, I guess it wouldn't necessarily have been safe.
Safe, right.
But as a woman, I am just so fascinated, and I depend on Castle to be just like amazingly resilient and strong and stand up for these principles. And like, that's part of why I love her character.
Mm-hmm.
On Beckett or on Castle?
On Beckett. Oh, I'm sorry. I did say Castle.
You did.
Sorry.
I know what you meant. I know what you meant. Yeah.
Sorry.
I did too.
No, I'm talking about Beckett. This is what part of like what I rely on, that this woman really is that strong. She's like a rock.
She is a rock. And you see the toll that it takes on her, too. She does it at the cost of herself.
But her hair looks so good.
You know who else looks good, who I can't really see besides Twitter? You guys. I wanted to take a minute to talk about iTunes. Guys, like that segue I just did.
So smooth.
That's good.
Guys, As you can see, we're in a new studio. This is not our usual spot. And mm-hmm. a lot of you guys who do watch AfterBuzz in the normal, we do have four new studios. They all look different. We all are just doing big things here. And the only way we can keep our lights on and our producers happy is if you guys rate us and just tell us how we're doing. Go to iTunes, find AfterBuzz TV, find the Castle After Show, or any of the other shows that you guys love. We do about 100 to 200 shows a week.
Oh.
And, yeah. And, you know, we also have two other channels here as well. If you love movies, Popcorn Talk is a thing. If you love anything that has to do with just politics and culture, we have Black Hollywood Live as well, which I am also a part of.
Blasian.
Thank you. And we just want to make sure that we're doing a good job here. If you guys have any feedback or even just tell us that we are doing a good job, we just would love to hear your feedback. Again, on youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV, iTunes as well, SoundCloud. We're all over the map, and we would just really appreciate it if we can just get your feedback because you guys are all rock stars. And speaking of rock stars, we got to talk about you, buddy.
Sun Crush.
What we got to say?
Sun Crush. How fun is this to have you join us? All right, so can we talk a little bit about your background?
Sure.
Because you grew up in the Silicon Valley.
I did.
Northern California.
Silicon Valley, yes. Mm-hmm. San Jose, California, I grew up in. But I actually grew up in both places. I was born in India, and my family came over when I was a baby on Halloween night, and they were scared of all the people trick-or-treating because they didn't know what it was. They didn't have Halloween in India.
That's right.
And then we moved back, and I went to elementary school.
Because that was so frightening.
Because of that
so
one
frightening.
Because of that first Halloween, we went back 5 years later. And then I came back here for junior high and high school and stuff, and then I came to Los Angeles.
Wow, neat. So do you feel like you have a little bit of an international perspective, having grown up
in
two countries?
I think so. I definitely do, yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like an outsider in both those places.
Perfect. Isn't that nice?
Isn't that sweet?
I know, right? That's like so many Americans, though. And even people who come to Los Angeles, because most of the people in Los Angeles are not originally
from Los Angeles. Yeah, yeah.
So we're all outsiders.
Totally.
I mean, isn't that funny?
No, but I think it's great to have a perspective that is not... You can step a little bit out. You can have 1 foot outside and know contextually what exactly is happening. I don't know. I'm really grateful for the way I grew up.
Yeah. It's kind of one of your assets. Now, a lot of people know you from The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
That's how I know you from it. So I was like,
a huge show. What was it like to play Dr. Caleb? What was that like?
So, I mean, so much ridiculous fun. I was living in fantasy. I was literally like walking through. Universal has that Walking Dead haunted house, and I was at the actual play. It was amazing.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It was incredible. And I did most of my stuff with Scott, who plays Herschel, and he's amazing. Mm-hmm. And Andy Lincoln, who plays Rick. He doesn't break character between takes.
So he keeps his accent.
He keeps his accent.
Good for him. That was my question. Was I was like, how does it, you know, because I've only met Norman Reedus once.
Mm-hmm.
And
great. He's
that
great
was,
guy.
I couldn't form a sentence
right.
talking to him,
right.
but he just seemed like such
girls
a...
Girls really?
Well, because I've known him from...
Boondock?
Yeah. That's what I've known him for. So in my brain, I'm just like, oh, don't kill me. But at the same time, it's just... He has a presence, but he also has that like, hey, I'm here, I can talk to you, whatever.
Yeah, just a homie.
We can just hang out because we met at the airport, so you're already stressed out. So I'm just like, I don't want to bother you.
Yeah.
But I always wanted to know like what it. I know that we're talking about Castle.
Good choice, Alexis.
I just don't. You know, it's the airport. It sucks sometimes. But no, I wanted to know like, I know that it's Atlanta, so it's hot. And it's terrible.
And it's summertime.
And
I think
it's
that
always
did,
summertime, too.
That did.
That's what I'm saying.
That did the heavy lifting, I think, for like just the mood and the atmosphere.
Yeah.
That, like,
yeah.
all that sweat is real.
That's just. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Are you serious?
I've heard things. Ugh. It's just like, no, there's no added water or
no,
anything to that. That's
you're
me.
Just sticky.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is your favorite memory from Walking Dead?
What is my favorite memory from Walking Dead? Oh, just seeing how they do the CGI stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When they stab me in the head. That's how
yeah.
I died. They stabbed
yeah,
me in the
I
eye.
I remember that. That was terrible.
Ouch.
Literally the CG guys are right there and they tell him how to, he's got a knife without a blade and he basically like bops me on the head
yep.
and then they create the thing that way
yeah.
and I was like, this is, we're making
and
movies.
So they
guys.
Tell you maybe yeah. what angle to do it at so that it'll be best to see.
Jeez, yeah, and then like, he wouldn't really listen, and he did it the
that.
Way he wanted. Yeah, it's
yeah.
very hard when you're in the middle of really wanting to kill a zombie, I think.
Yeah,
it's hard to listen.
It's a little rough, because the cool thing about AMC is that they do a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, so they show a lot of the fans how to do that. So there was some mm-hmm. times where you'd see, like, Daryl trying to do something with like a crossbow or something like mm-hmm. that, and it's like just the stick.
The coolest part of the how they, you know, when they do the motion and then they get it stuck in the person, they have to get pull it out.
Yeah.
That is some seriously hard acting.
Yeah, I've seen it where they have to do it without anything, and I'm like, how are they doing that?
How are you
that?
Doing that?
Yeah. It's so cool. It's one of my favorite things. Sorry, I didn't mean to gush about that, but so, that's like my favorite series of all time besides Castle. So
besides Castle,
We love Castle.
That's why I said it. Those are the two shows I have to watch. Like, those shows all are the so time. Different. I know, right? It's weird.
They are.
Yeah, I mean, Castle's getting pretty dark, though. Not Walking Dead dark, but it's pretty close for me. It's a good second.
I'm going to segue. I was on the campus of your college today at UCLA.
You were at UCLA?
Yeah, at UCLA.
You're at UCLA.
Yes. And so, what was UCLA like?
It was great. I studied theater there, so I lived. I was
a theater kid.
I'm a theater dweeb.
So we really need to talk.
Did you do David Mamet scenes?
I did do David Mamet scenes. I did a lot of Pinter plays.
Oh, Pinter!
Oh, wow.
Pinter!
Yay!
What dorks?
Shakespeare monologue? Anyone?
No. Stayed away. Okay. Stayed away. Right. Two on the nose.
Okay.
I spent 4 years basically living in one little corner of the campus with all the other freewheeling.
It's a beautiful campus,
isn't it? Gorgeous.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was a blast. I still live with a guy I went to college with.
Nuh-uh. Awesome. What's his name?
His name is Sterling Suleiman. You know him from Vampire Diaries and lots of other things.
Hey, Sterling. What up?
What up, Sterling?
What you doing, buddy?
Sorry. What is he doing?
What up?
I don't know. It's probably
does he have a beard? Is he it?
He doesn't have a beard.
Why not?
He's the pretty one of the two of us.
Oh, darling. Okay. Whatever. Sure.
What? Yeah. No. Okay. I just mean like pretty. He's very manicured.
Okay. All right.
All right. Sure.
We like our men a little rough. Yeah.
I'm in the middle. Sometimes it depends. Like you can pull off the rugged, awesome, handsome thing.
Okay.
And then there are other guys I'm just like, oh, you're clean shaven. Okay. So you're wearing a suit. Okay. Well, we should
Should we bring up the man bun? Because
unacceptable.
That needs to go.
We don't have to talk about that.
Okay. It's unanimous.
We can just move on.
No, it's kind of like the spiders. It needs to go.
No, don't bring up the spiders ever again.
I will not bring a fake spider.
Castle Riders, you have. Fully, I'm never going to be able to sleep ever again or look in a plastic bag ever the same way again. It was the worst. Oof. God, that was terrible.
That was
also, somebody, I don't know who it was in the chat, I think it was Chili, he said that Nathan Fillion actually didn't know that those spiders were going to be in there because he's afraid of them. So apparently, I mean, I could be wrong. So if someone knows about that, someone
have tweeted
me.
I do find that hard to believe.
Yeah.
Did you guys notice, but Nathan's a producer. On the show.
That makes sense. So maybe Stan
is a producer on the show.
I would warn the lead of your show that you're going to put a bag of spiders over
there. I mean, again, not to get too sidetracked, but like with How I Met Your Mother, they changed the line for Jason Segel. Is that his name? No, mm-hmm. I don't know. But they changed it where they were going to have like someone else, like something happened, but they decided to say, no, your dad died. So everything that came out of him was actual real emotions.
Oh, emotions?
Mm. Yeah. So I don't know if they wanted him to do that, but I mean, these are live animals.
It's still different than actual spiders on your face.
Which a lot of people are like, those are fake, right? I'm like, no, those are real. Those things are moving on his face. I don't know about the bag of spiders. I think those were fake, but everything
Alexis
else was
and I
like,
were talking
cool.
about, we think they were Hollywood acting spiders.
Yeah, they only drink
they were trained.
Lattes.
They went to theater school with me at UCLA.
Oh, alumni reunion. I love that.
You all did Pinter plays.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hysterical. Sorry, that's I was looking at the chat.
You have been so much fun. So, what are the chances that you would come back?
Oh, I'll be back anytime you'll have me.
Please, because we want to do more.
Because the people would like a little more.
Everybody
of you.
Loves
the
you in the
people.
Chat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah. We're getting some great feedback.
Yeah, because Abby Miller wanted to know, I know that we don't know how long you were in college for, but how long did you study theater there at UCLA?
I went for the normal four years, and I got my bachelor's degree, cool. and then I moved on with my life.
And then you graduated.
I graduated.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
I get that in the wedding song confused consistently.
Oh, Boo69Beast wants to know who did Sterling play in Vampire Diaries? Do you know?
He was the black vampire.
Oh, that's helpful. yikes. Sorry, Sterling.
And then he was in Pretty Little Liars doing something charity.
Oh, that's cool. Good for
him. Yeah. Cool.
That's awesome. Well, now everyone's talking about the spider stuff that he did know about it, but it really gave him nightmares because
I got a question.
See, they know more than us.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is left field.
No, go for
just
it.
Just going to take you right that way.
Yeah.
You said your mom's in India right now. Do they watch Castle in India?
Yeah. They do.
Hey!
She said they call it Castle.
Castle.
Like,
you got
to... I love how you had to turn that.
Castle. So let's get some Indian fans tweeting back to us about this show right now.
Yeah, less.
We're gonna make
it's,
sure
it's also the middle of the night in India, so
it is 12 hours. Right?
12 hours.
They can watch it in the morning. It's okay. We'll be asleep, but they can watch later. It's gonna be on YouTube, like I said. YouTube.
That's right. You're right. You're right.
AfterBuzz TV. But before we go, unless you have any other questions you wanted to ask our lovely guest, I wanted to get into predictions.
No, she's done.
So
she's had it.
Which is this is the time now, that we
what's happening?
Your AfterBuzz TV
light show. I love the laser light show. Marissa does it the
what's
best.
What's happening?
So this is our section of the show where we talk about our predictions for the next episode or the season in general, which I already brought up a little bit from last time, which is what I said about you being part of the team, maybe for a little bit, for the whole season, I don't know. But do you have any other predictions? I know you can't say anything, but JJ?
Well, I have a concern.
Oh, okay.
Right. Okay, well, I'm going to voice my concern.
Preach it, girl. Get on that soapbox.
It's just that it was really sad when Castle was...
it's okay.
When he was kidnapped and he was gone for so long. And I'm just worried right now that
Kate's going to be gone.
Becca's going to be gone.
Which is crazy because in this episode, she was so excited to start as a captain.
I know.
She was already like a day or two late. Like, what's happening?
Oh, and we didn't mention she did give her little welcome speech in the precinct.
She
And so we had that moment.
Wasn't that lovely?
It was great. It was cool. That was my guide into like, okay, we're going to do like a villain of the week like we always do. She's going to be there. It's going to be awesome. Now we're not going to have that. How are we supposed to do that now?
I know. I think, did you see the preview for next week?
No. I wanted to be surprised.
Spoiler free.
Yeah, okay.
I think the fans are going to be happy with this season.
Mm. I'm not saying that the season's going to be bad. I'm already excited to see where it goes. I'm just concerned of what's going to happen with Kate. And obviously, we're going to have to split them up because we have to watch what Kate's doing. And we got to watch what Castle's doing. And obviously, Ryan, Espo, Lainey, all of them. But I'm just trying to figure out who's going to be acting captain while she's gone. What do you guys think?
Maybe they'll just bring
her... You can't say anything!
I mean, it's like, will they bring her right back in the next episode? That's the question.
Or I don't
is
think
this,
so.
Is this a couple episodes long?
No, I think...
Or like the whole season.
She had That's her back. She's out. She's gone.
Look
She's...
at him. He kind of knows.
I'm really enjoying
he
myself.
He hangs out with Terrence Paul Winter. They go have drinks and he knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's not fair.
Except they call him Terry.
They do?
I call him Terry.
I do too.
I don't know him well enough to call him Terry, but anyway... Guys, this is the end.
This has been great.
This
has been so much fun.
We are so happy that you got to join us today.
Thank you so much
for being here.
Thanks, iTunes.
Yes, thanks, iTunes.
Thanks, podcast.
Oh, sounds so good. All right, anyway, so do you have any projects that you can actually talk about that you want like the fans to keep up with you, and where can they find you on social media?
On social media, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SunKrishBala. Well, that's a hard name to spell, but...
It's on there.
It's on
there.
With
it. It's there.
Oh, mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah.
And then I got a movie coming out. It premieres at the St. Lawrence Film Festival next month. It's called Killing Poe. It's a dark little comedy.
Guys, look it up.
Go look that up. Yeah. And that'll be out in theaters everywhere soon.
Oh, yeah.
And more Castle for me, too.
Okay. Oh. Trust me, we're all going to be tweeting at each other like, did you see that? What do you think? What's going to happen? I mean, you already know, but I'm not going to say anything. JJ.
Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us. Please tweet me your thoughts about this week and this season so far at J2 Snyder on Twitter and Instagram.
And guys, again, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We can't wait. We will be back on track Tuesdays at 4 p.m. here at AfterBuzz TV. We will be tweeting. We will be showing you where everything is. Again, don't forget to go on iTunes, SoundCloud, all that great stuff. There's so many hands going up right now. I'm going to look over here because you can see everybody. Thanks, guys, so much. Don't forget, you can find me all over social media as atorres890. Don't forget to send me questions for my Q&A video in 2 weeks. Use the hashtag AskAtorres890. You all are amazing, wonderful people. Be nice to one another, and we will see you next week. Bye!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.